Human being has the tendency to react to sense experience because of their ignorance or self-delusion. So to solve human beings' problem of suffering, one needs the Dhamma. Life without Dhamma is not easy to cope. True or not? By now you should have the understanding that without Dhamma, very charming, you understand? You really become foolish, deluded, and stupid. Then you and Tap Jin, my daughter, say, gonna pull along like the cow, the nose. So avijja is a string, pull. And you deludedly grasp, cling, hold, thinking that is really something enticing, luring. Like people who get excited going to party. They party until they forgot to go back. They become drunk. Then when they wake up, the bill in front of them. So you have to pay for everything. So all these are analogy. Life without Dhamma is not easy to cope. Without the Dhamma, there will be delusion and ignorance with regards to understanding who you are and what you are. Without self-knowledge, one will grasp and cling to one's five aggregate of form and mind, hence conditioning one's dukkha or suffering. So now this one clear, very easy to follow. Samsara, or the wheel of life within existence, can also take the form of man and nature must harmonize. And there are five universal laws or order that governs nature. These five universal order or law that govern nature, two of them are scientific law, Uttu Niyama and Bija Niyama, means physical law and biological order. And the other three are spiritual law, law of karma and law of mind, which is Chitta Niyama. Law of karma is Karma Niyama. And finally, the law of truth, Dhamma Niyama. When you have the right view or right understanding with regards to this five universal order, which are like the secret of life, then you will know how to live life. When you know how to live life, you will know how to experience all of the wonders and beauties of life. Then life will be very meaningful and beautiful. That is what the Heart Sutta meant by true emptiness is wonderful existence. So understanding the three right view with regards to the law of karma, the four noble truths, and the law of dependent origination or paticca-samuppada is very important, where it can transform you, and it can transform your understanding of the Dhamma to enable you to live the noble life. So the spiritual law of truth is the four noble truths, because the rest are spin-off from that. Then the paticca-samuppada is the law of mind, how you function as a human being, under citta niyama. Then thought is limited and egoic, hence it cannot free you. True mind is only pure awareness without thought. As such, it can see things as they are without the conditioning. One will come to understand clearly that in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, no one to see. That is before the knowing and before the delusion or sakayadity carries through to condition you into grasping and clinging onto what you see. Means that's how you stir your mind. Your craving or reactive mental intention is due to your habitual tendency, born or wrong thought. Okay? This is very important. When you understand this, you will know how to cultivate. Then you become different.